Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. In this time and in this space, I banish all evil spirits from this place. All negative souls that lurk in shadows, angry, dangerous, and with ill intent, I banish you now. Your life is spent.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, that was the voice of Lizzie Rose, our psychic last night, our witch in the city.
God, she was good.
Ollie, there's been some movements around Lizzie Rose. I'll tell you about that in a second. Or no movements, I should say.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Have your demons finally gotten to you?
Well, just you wait, mate. Tonight is the last chance for you to grab Snow Patrol passes, invites, passes, tickets.
Plus ones.
To our secret gig.
Pass
out. We're not calling it any of that. It's a private gig that we're hosting with Snow Patrol, and you could get there. Tonight's your last chance. So make sure you head to triplem.com.au.
Can't wait for that, Tom. This is pretty full on. My girlfriend's been blackmailed.
Yeah,
she got a really sus email. Oh. I'm going to read out some snippets of it. It's a very long email, but it's legit blackmail, and she's really worried. So I'd love to get some advice on that if you've been blackmailed.
I'm worried about that. But Ollie, yeah, after last night.
But you're more worried about yourself.
Well, Ollie, we did have a psychic in here last night, Lizzie Rose.
Yeah.
And she did a thing called a devocation, right, which you just heard there.
And you can see it actually on Facebook as well, Tom and Ollie, because we did it at work for our colleagues, and check out their Facebook.
But after doing this, Ollie, and I kind of swore at the bad spirits in the studio, and I kind of called them a D-head, ever since then, my stomach has been hurting.
Oh, that's called karma.
Something,
Tom.
Yeah, there's some weird things that are happening to me.
I don't know why you'd call a spirit a D-head. After you just banished them.
Well, up next, I think we need to get Lizzie Rose back on and ask her how to fix this.
Mm.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Wow.
Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Always get involved. I said that really quickly. I'm so sorry. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And you can get involved on the socials at any time at Tom and Ollie across Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We have questions.
Speaking of pacing, Tom, last night was a real change of pace because we had Lizzie Rose, Australia's celebrity psychic and self-proclaimed witch in the city. And she performed a number of rituals. I had a tarot card reading, which was insightful and occasionally accurate.
Yeah, you're going to have a kid.
I'm going to have a kid.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's news to me. Thank you, Lizzie. But more to the point, she did a devocation rite, which is a process we learned from Lizzie, which clears bad spirits. By the way, we did it today at work, and you can see the results of that at Facebook, at Tom and Ollie, or Instagram. But the key thing, Tom, was that yesterday during this rite, I think you've done a bad thing, and as a result, you now feel sick.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great. I don't know if it is to do with the spirits or not, but all day I've had massive cramping in my stomach.
Wasn't it literally as soon as you said the rude word that you'll hear in a minute, you felt sick?
Well, during Naughty After Nine, if you were listening, my energy went downhill. I was horrible.
Oh, it was one of the worst hours of radio I've been a part of. And that's saying something.
Really?
Yeah. So look, let's get Lizzie back on the phone because I think she could maybe help us here. Lizzie, thank you for finding time for us again.
You're welcome. How are you both?
Well, I'm fine, Lizzie. But you might have heard that Tom is not feeling well after yesterday's incident.
Yeah, his aura, it feels, even through the phone here, it feels a little drained, a little slow, a little tired.
That's true.
I've done a bit of a reading for you as well, Tom.
He looks horrible.
Oh my God.
But just so that we can all be up to speed, here's the audio from last night. As we finish this devocation rite, here's what Tom said to the spirits.
Ego, exilium, negans, spiritum! For as we will it, so mote it be!
Wow. I mean... Okay.
You're welcome.
See you, dickhead spirits. Sorry, I got really aggressive there at the end.
Now,
is that a bad thing to do?
That's the offending language, Tom. And Lizzie, do you agree with me that that probably caused some kind of disruption in the ether?
Well, it's not ideal to sort of do that. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it, at the time?
It was. But... It was heady fun.
I just thought we needed some. I just really wanted
to say
goodbye.
Yourself, Tom. Oh, yeah, I want to hear from Lizzie as to what she thinks is happening here in the spirit realm.
Well, it sort of bound you a little bit because I've done this reading here and you've got the devil as the outcome and everything
else. Oh, God.
I know.
The devil is the outcome?
You do. It's not the Christian concept of the devil, but it's okay. A form of binding. So it's sort of saying what we cast out last night, even though that was successful and it was just to remove anything negative, yeah. Has sort of had a bit of a nasty, lingering effect on you. It's played on your mind here, the moon's here, and
nasty.
Caused you to feel, yeah, just a bit heavy and tired. And I think the stomach bug sort of problem must have been lingering before we cast it.
Okay.
And then this is brought out, because that spell brings out anything negative and reveals it. And yeah. It seems to be the case with Tom.
It also seems like it's, how do I say this?
Gut rot. Is it gut rot?
Well, how do I say it? Clogging me up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's bound.
Your bowels are bound and your spirits are clogged.
Oh, Lizzie.
Well, so what does he do, Lizzie? I mean, how does he move? You've got your tarot cards with you now. I mean, can we find out a way for Tom to move forward?
Absolutely. And even, well, look, there's lots of positives here. And the obstacle here is the Queen of Pentacles. So, in other words, a woman will help you clear this.
Is that like a kombucha? I'm having a kombucha now. Do you think a kombucha will help?
I was thinking that, you know, you were onto it last night. You know, that's pretty healthy stuff. But I think it might be a bit volatile for Tom at the moment. It might be a bit harsh on his tummy.
Not sure about more pseudosciences like kombucha helping, but...
Pseudo.
Well,
oh.
Lizzie, is it as simple as laxatives for Tom, do we think? Or do we need to go more ethereal?
Well, let's have a look here. I'm going to ask the Witch's Tarot, that special tarot deck that you pulled your soul's purpose, your life purpose,
yes.
That particular card that you had, okay. Which was the Five of Swords, I think, by memory. Let's have a look,
that
Tom.
Was for me, yeah, but what's Tom going to do?
Yeah, is this supernatural? Is this a result of abusing the spirits as we cast them out? Or is this just bad tummy bug?
Bad juju.
Let's have a look. Okay, we have the King of Wands. This is going that's literally very much related to the bowel, to fibre, to have a whole pile of prunes.
Okay.
All right, well, Lizzie, it's as simple as prunes.
It's going to be clear. It's not supernatural. It's definitely personal.
Okay, brilliant.
Prunes, laxatives, Tom. You've heard it straight from Lizzie, the witch in the city.
Can you go down and get me some prunes, Ollie, if I send
maybe,
you down the city?
Maybe
market?
Eli, our producer, can go get Tom some prunes / laxatives, Eli.
No,
what do you reckon?
Just some prunes.
Lots of chewing gum, maybe.
Lizzie Rose, thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great night.
You too. You can check out Lizzie Rose, Lizzie Rose Psychic, on Facebook if you'd like to.
Hey, up next, your chance to get yourself to our private gig with Snow Patrol. Yeah, the last chance, Tom.
Just prunes, Eli. No laxatives, thanks. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Divinyl's Pleasure and Pain. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Our producer, Eli, has gone down to the supermarket to grab me some prunes because apparently that will fix my stomach. It's got nothing to do with the evil spirits, according to Lizzie Rose, my stomach being quite off.
Hey, if you've received a weird email recently, then I reckon you're going to want to hear this because my girlfriend has received a really sus email. It's one of those kind of half fake ones, but it's really insidious.
Oh, it's phishing.
It's
phishing.
It's actually blackmail, Tom, the email.
Oh,
it's heavy stuff. I'm going to read it to you in about 10 minutes' time. But if you have been blackmailed or got a sus email, yeah, stick around.
Right now, it's your final chance to head to our private gig of Snow Patrol.
Attention. Tom and Ollie's
listen.
Show Patrol.
All right, listen up, you guys.
For Snow Patrol.
I need you to listen to me very carefully.
Oh, my God. They're playing in Melbourne tomorrow night at the Palais Theatre. And then on Saturday, they're at the ICC Darling Harbour Theatre in Sydney. Head to livenation.com.au now to grab tickets to see Snow Patrol live. But
it's
that's not
be...
the only way you can see them, is it, Ollie?
No, Tom. We have an even better offer. We have an intimate gig, private gig, this Friday night. And, of course, the guys will be there. I'm talking about Gary. I'm talking Johnny, Nathan, Paul, and Johnny. They'll all be there, Tom. That's the band. So,
have you Wikipedia'd the band, or do you
mate,
just know them
I'm
as
just
mates?
Friends with all the guys.
I know you are.
And so are you. And so you could be too. If you meet them on Friday, you've got to play Show Patrol for Snow Patrol.
We just don't want anyone there, though. That's why, yeah, you have to have been listening to our show. We want our mates there. And Chris, you've been listening to our show, haven't you?
I certainly have, yes.
All right, brilliant.
Chris, you're aware of the nature of our show. Occasionally it can be a bit confronting.
Yes.
Okay, well, that might put you in good stead here because we've got a pretty curly question for you. It is, of course, it's audio from a previous show.
Now, Chris, this is the last chance to actually get to this gig, so you're going to want to get this question right, all right?
Okay, pressure.
Big pressure, mate. Big pressure. All right, let's hear the audio, Tom.
This is from Beck, who called up a couple of months ago.
My husband, his mates told him he could enlarge his penis, like...
Okay, Chris.
You might not have heard that there, but basically what Beck said...
Beck's husband's friends told him he could enlarge his penis by, A, going on a Gravitron ride. The ones that spin around. B, eating more eggplant.
Good.
Or C, tying a brick to it and throwing out the window. What do you think? Talk us through your thoughts here, Chris.
It's got to be something ridiculous. I reckon it's C. Tying a brick to his penis and throwing it out the window.
It's a ridiculous answer.
Would you ever do that, Chris, yourself?
Definitely not.
Yeah, good call.
No. Right.
Let's go to the audio and find out. Yeah, you wouldn't do that. Let's hear Tom.
Let's see if Beck's husband tied a brick to his penis and threw it out the window.
He could enlarge his penis by tying a brick to it and throwing it out the window.
Nice. Brilliant. Well done, Chris. You judged the timbre of the show correctly. It is disgusting. It is base. But you're coming to see Snow Patrol.
Fellas, that's fantastic.
Are you a big fan of Snow Patrol at all, Chris?
Yeah, very big fan. I've wanted to see him for about 13 or 14 years and I've missed it. So awesome. I'm overwhelmed.
Chris, you're going to be able to see them up close and personal. I'm talking less than 50 people at this gig. It's going to be super special. So we're going to get you there. It's happening on Friday and we can't wait to see you, mate.
Can't wait to see you guys either, and I can't wait to see the show.
And if you are playing at home, I reckon don't tie a brick to it. Maybe eat more eggplant. That could work. You never know.
Thanks, Chris. We'll see you on Friday night. That's the last one of Show Patrol for Snow Patrol. Can't wait to see the guys on Friday night. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Somebody told me the killers, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Yummy prunes, by the way.
Tom's eating some prunes to get his bowels going.
No, the spirits.
To get the spirits moving. Tom, I said before that my...
Do you know that... Sorry.
My girlfriend has received a fairly intense email. This worries me. It is blackmail. And if you've experienced a dodgy email recently, you're going to want to hear this. But this is the most intense I've ever heard. It's too long. I've got to cut bits out. But it starts off like this. I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm aware that XYZ24 whatever, is your password. And this is actually a password that my girlfriend has used. I made that one up, but he knows her password. Dino, his name is. Most importantly, I know your secret and I have proof of this. You do not know me and no one paid me to look into you. Basically, he goes, I installed a malware on the adult videos, in brackets, pornographic material that you visited and this website that you've been on, and it's filmed you whilst you're on the site.
Ollie, what have you been doing?
He says, when you were busy watching video clips, your web browser began operating as an RDP. What's that? Remote desktop something.
Protocol?
Remote desktop. Having a keylogger, which provided me with access to your screen and also webcam. Immediately after that, my software program collected all of your contacts from your Messenger, Facebook, as well as email.
This is a real thing. This happens to a lot of people.
Well, the email is so detailed. He goes on to say, I've got these disgusting videos of you doing stuff to yourself on your private webcam. And so my girlfriend, Sarah, is freaking out.
Of course, yeah.
Totally. She not because she literally hasn't really ever used, it's not possible that he has got this stuff because she can't recall a time where she's ever done that. But
you've used her computer.
He could have my videos. Release it if you want. I don't care. I'll get Notorious.
We'll check it on our OnlyFans account.
Notorious B.I.G. or Notorious Big, they'll call me. But he says, option one, ignore this at your peril and I'll release this to all your contacts and you'll be filled with shame.
Okay.
Option two is you pay me $1,900.
Very specific.
Just shy of $2,000. We will name this my privacy tip. What a smart ass. Don't start naming the fee. So that's essentially it. It goes on and on and on. It's just more, and he wants you to pay in bitcoins. But
clever.
How dodgy.
So clever. And we've got some bitcoin gold and some addicts.
So if Sarah did need to pay this dodgy man, we can use our bitcoin.
It might have to come out of our party budget for the end of the year.
It'll take away most of our budget, $1,900.
Maybe you've received an email like this, 133353, if you've been blackmailed with a similar email.
But Tom, you're a tech guy. If this guy knows her password, how concerning is that?
Well, what type of things has she been, like, with this password?
She can't recall what that password is for.
Like, is it her iCloud password and stuff?
I don't think it's her main one, because she goes, that's a password of mine, but I can't remember what it's for.
Yeah.
So it's not a major one.
Well, this is where you need to be really careful, and you
should be her, like, Macca's Online account. I don't know. you know, one of those smaller accounts.
so the hacker is her Uber Eats yeah,
account,
just ordering donuts to his house.
Yeah,
from her account. Well, this is where you should always turn on two-factor authentication, Ollie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is where a lot of websites and a lot of services, like your iClouds and stuff, and your Googles, they'll all have what's called two-factor authentication, which means that
you get a text.
You get a text with the code.
Yeah,
which is very important if someone's trying to access your account.
My Bitcoin account, CoinSpot, thanks to CoinSpot for the money they gave us for the party.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the year,
Mate, buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform.
They're so trusted because they always tell me to enable two-factor authentication. Haven't done it yet. Should I have?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
For exact things like this. Andrew on 133353, you've received the same email.
Yeah, I got that last Thursday. I got that email. Oh. But I got hit up for $7,000. Yeah, I got hit up for $1,900.
Your sexy videos must be worth more than Sarah's.
What have you been doing, Andrew?
I can honestly tell you that's not the case, but that's all right.
You don't wear pants?
Yeah. I'm obviously worth four times as much as you.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't pay that much to see your vids, but did it concern you?
It did initially because it had an old password. So it must drag a password from somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was an older one and I changed my password, you know, pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But that did concern me when I started reading it. I said, well, that is one of my old passwords, but it must be off how many passwords you got nowadays? You must have hundreds.
Yeah. I got
one. It's nothing like my bank one and it was nothing like anything critical. It was must have been just, you know, off a ticket website or something like that, or, you know. But
so, Andrew, you paid him, yeah? You paid him the money?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Ignored it.
Yeah, good call.
And nothing's happened so far?
No.
Okay.
I've lost all my hair, though. No,
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for getting involved, Andrew. 133353, have you received a similar email? Have you been blackmailed online or even in person? 133353.
I'm worried for me personally, Tom, but you should be worried as well, because if I got this email, it would say, we're aware that your password is Tom Loves the D. So, you know, it's a concern for you that if they find that out, it's public.
I thought your old password was Tommy B loves the PP.
That's right.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're talking blackmail and dodgy emails after my partner Sarah received a very naughty, evil email saying that she's been filmed on her webcam doing, sexy stuff, and the blackmail was saying, pay us $2,000.
Andy on 133353, you got the same email as well.
Yeah, I got this email last week, funnily enough.
Okay, so we've already heard from Andrew, who was before, who had the same email. He was asked to pay $7,000. Were you asked to pay a different figure, Andy?
I was asked to pay my postcode, and that's what freaked me out for about a good 10 seconds.
That's weird.
Oh my goodness, that's my postcode. They've probably got onto me, and then I thought, you know what? Yeah, did a bit of Google research and stuff, and yeah.
What did the Google research say?
Oh, it's been going on for the last couple of months, apparently. So yeah, that got me out of the woods pretty much, and not to pay me Bitcoin, eh?
Yeah, right. Well, let's speak to some security experts up next, and someone who knows where the emails come from. 133353. If you have been blackmailed before with a similar email, this is new music here on Triple M. It's called Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright by Dean Lewis.
Good try.
Jeez, Triple M's number one development show, Tom and Ollie. It's new music from Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll also jump in the pondering pond for Deep Thought of the Week very soon.
Dodgy emails, Tom. They're getting around. If you haven't got one, then obviously your nudes aren't worth much money. Because my girlfriend was sent an email. Yeah. I mean, it is a compliment.
I get 200 likes on Instagram when I put a nude up.
Do you put nudes up?
Wow.
You do, because you're a thirsty pig. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Oh, my God.
This came from Dino Doggan. So if you know Dino Doggan.
What a dog.
He's a dog. He said to my girlfriend, option one, after the email explained that he knew her password. That's the scary part. I mean, that's how you know you've got something that's like not just spam. It's like, this is worrying.
Well, you know when you hear those data breaches on the media, that's where they grab those passwords from.
Right.
So if a big system's been breached, you know, like Uber had a big security breach recently.
They get everyone's password.
Remember the one about
Dino Doggan has taken everyone's password
yeah,
from Uber.
Exactly, yeah.
Dino Doggan said to her, option one is to ignore this email. Let us see what is going to happen if you select this path. I will definitely send out your video to your entire contacts. And he's implying he's got a sexy video of her. He doesn't. She's never done a video that's sexy. that I know of.
Oh.
So, I mean, there was another life before me.
Chris on 133353, you've got the same email.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, got that same email. Facebook password, my old one,
yeah.
Was in the subject field, so that was quite worrying, actually. Yeah.
Anything happened since then?
No, I laughed it off, deleted it, thought, yep, okay, what a tool. And no, nothing's happened at all since then. But yeah, how they get your password is very, yeah, very scary.
Yeah.
What was your video worth, Chris? What did they ask for?
$9,000, I think.
Oh, yeah, they did not ask for much.
No. I haven't got the email anymore, but it was might have been 8 or 7, but it was definitely up there. It was several thousand dollars.
My partner was asked for $1,900. So I don't think Chris was asked for $9,000.
What have you been doing, right, Chris? Jeez.
Oh, good God, no. God, so obviously it's worth $9,000.
must be a good video, Chris.
Rebecca, you've also received the same email from your boss, is that right?
No. So my boss received this email. So my boss is a property developer.
Okay.
So she, received this email, and she used to, back in the day, use a very generic password for a lot of her random things like Facebook, LinkedIn and everything like that. So what happened in 2017, there was a massive data breach across 3 major social media platforms.
That's
so like LinkedIn and Facebook were 2 of them.
Yeah.
So that's how everyone's details actually got leaked. So everyone's username to log into those sites and password linked to that was leaked.
Okay.
So that's how everyone got this email, and their password was in the subject line purely because that was the password that got leaked to this data breach.
Yeah, right.
Do we know Tom, maybe you can answer this, would actually have a sexy video of them captured by the webcam, or is it all a bluff that's just a generic email?
Some of it can get a bit more serious because if that Facebook password hasn't been changed, they can log into your Facebook, and then that's how they start collecting all your data,
right,
and they build an online profile of you, and that's how they can use it to impersonate you across all other different online platforms.
Mm. But they can also be, thank you for sharing, Rebecca, they can also be like I have heard stories of people who have been recorded by their webcams online.
Yeah.
Like that can happen. I mean, also Snowden.
Unintentionally,
yeah. Even Snowden says, who of course is the guy that kind of broke all of these data, security things. He says that they can hack into your webcam. This is the government as well. Like the government can hack into your webcam without you knowing. Even if you've got a Mac and it has a little green light attached to it, sometimes they can hack into the webcam and the green light won't show up.
Conspiracy Bainbridge.
But it just shows you that you just need to have a strong password that you change regularly.
Well, I'm guessing Sean will say that because, Sean, you're a security specialist.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a physical security specialist, and I
work
alongside technological security specialists.
And
so,
you know where these emails come from?
No, I don't know where they come from, but I do know what they're about. And from what I've heard from these guys, and these guys are government, military, and also
the hackers, or the people who are working against the hackers?
No, the people that I work alongside.
Yeah, right.
Right,
okay.
your mates. No, okay, so what are they doing, Sean?
Well, passwords, when you first get the internet, once you grow up and you first get the internet, you use very weak passwords, and they're very easy to get. And there's been a lot of data breaches through a huge amount of companies where it comes to banks, social media platforms, and so many other things, and they can get that, and they can. It's so easy, from what the guys have told me, is to trace you back,
yeah,
and then get your email. And your email, you set it up when you're 15, 16, just even 10 years ago, and your password is password.
Yeah.
And they get it, and they do it, and they'll they can just grab your information.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he was the online security security man, not a physical security man.
Nah.
But still, interesting. What's your password, Tom? Is it password?
It's Ollie loves pugs.
Well, that's not true.
It's funny, though.
Bainey B loves pee pee.
Okay.
Was mine. That's enough password stuff. We're going to go deep thought of the week, Tom.
Up next, I want to tell you about my birthday.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no, don't worry. It's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Forgotten Years, Mid-Odd Earl, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Up next, Ollie. I just, look, it's my birthday in about 20 days.
Right.
Hang on, what's in your mouth there?
Sorry? I just thought we were playing two songs, so I don't know why were we talking here. I had a bite of a bread roll.
Just bread?
I thought we were double singing.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I can't talk now.
Okay. Well, up next,
I
want to take some inspiration from your girlfriend to do with my birthday. I'll explain all up next. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Breakdown with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Breakdown. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Deep thought of the week not far away. Guess what, Ol?
What, Tom? It's your birthday coming up. Yeah, you've already mentioned it. Happy
birthday. What you going to do,
mate? It's 20 days
20
away.
20 days away, that's right. It's 1st of August. That means it's the 20th of August is 20 days away.
Don't make this a thing.
Woo!
It's not a thing.
What do you mean don't make it a thing? I'm going to point you towards your girlfriend. Why don't you explain?
What?
Your girlfriend. What to do with birthdays? Your girlfriend.
She had her birthday recently?
She had her birthday recently. And she's calling...
Yeah.
The month?
Well, she's having a birthday month.
She's having a birthday month, baby!
No, one day's not enough for her.
I think I'm going to do the same.
She loves the drink. But, I mean, for her, though, it's her 30th, Tom.
Yeah, it's my 28th, baby.
30th is a major birthday. 28th is what we call a nothing birthday. That's not important. It doesn't mean anything.
Mate, I am 28 years old. My Saturn's returning.
Saturn's returning. Of course, your life will derail. But, I mean, in terms of a calendar importance, there's no significance. Life milestones, etc.
How is your girlfriend celebrating her month of birthday? What's she doing?
She peaked pretty early. Her birthday weekend, she had a dinner. Pardon me, just had too much bread. All good. And and then after that, the next weekend, I took her away for the weekend.
Nice.
Because the main weekend was blocked out, of course.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think she had some dinners on all week.
So she's
still going. And
really?
Then she's having an actual 30th birthday party with a bunch of friends in about a week, next weekend. So it is a month, but it's extravagant. And if I didn't love her, I'd be calling BS and shutting it right down.
Well, because I'm not the full 30, so there's no point having a birthday month. That's ridiculous.
Well, no one would care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm having 20 days of birthday. Happy birthday to you. So, what's my first present?
Like February's leap year.
Yeah.
The crippled month that is just a bit weird. You're doing a...
What's my first gift?
This is not a thing.
Well, this is a thing.
Well, today you asked for a tent.
I did. I want a tent for my birthday.
Look, and I said...
Like a hiking tent.
Can do.
No, like a good
can
hiking
do. Team. Me and about I reckon you're only three friends, so four of us will pitch in together. And good pun, pitch in for a tent, and we'll head to Kmart and get one for about $90.
Sorry,
that's about $15 each, a bit more than that.
I want to remind you of what we bought you for your birthday.
Happy days. Yeah, a Garmin watch. I appreciate it.
$500 watch.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but that's what friends do.
Look, 133353. Are extended birthdays a thing? Do you know someone who's had an extended birthday? How do you feel about it?
I reckon they get bigger each year.
My dad had a 60-hour party for his 60th.
Right.
That was pretty cool. So he started on the Friday night and people could drop in at any stage.
How did he keep going? Jesus, that's impressive from Ted.
Well, no, he went
60
to bed.
Hours.
He went to bed and stuff.
He must have really been just going hard.
Well, no, he went to bed and
stuff. He did go to bed.
Yeah,
okay.
But 133353, do you know someone who's had an extended birthday? Are they a thing?
Oh, I'm 60, it'll be a year. It'll be Ollie's 60th year celebration.
My family friend, Anne-Marie, she's having a full 60th year. Her birthday celebration's
self-indulgent.
All year. Well, you just said that you'd do it.
Yeah, true.
Get involved. And look, if you've got a gift for me, I'll take it. 133353.
A tent.
It's a birthday 20 days.
A shitty tent.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's pride in the name of love. G'day, your mates, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Jeez, I'm hack.
You are having a real shit one
What's
today.
What's with that? Why am I having such a shit? I know why, because I'm excited, because it's my birthday, 20 days. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, that's right, baby. That's right. 20 days of birthday. Let's do it.
It's not a thing, Tom.
Oh.
But one thing you need to do is this. You gotta
lift. Don't press
So
me.
Just...
Don't you dare
just
press
lift. Just lift.
My buttons.
I'll press your buttons,
Don't
mate.
You
I'll press
dare.
Your buttons all night.
Don't press buttons.
That's the premise of the show.
I fix your phone.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was jamming up. How'd you do that?
You quickly press the up volume button and then the down volume button and then hold down the power button. And that does a hard reset on the iPhone 8.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Tom, maybe
that's
you're
the kind of stuff you can expect on my birthday month.
Well, you're a good friend. Maybe you're right. Maybe you deserve a good present. You asked for a tent.
Actually, yeah.
I said I'd go to Kmart and get, and get you a tent.
No.
Is that not?
I don't want a Kmart tent. I'm sure they're great for some people, but I want to go hiking.
Okay.
And I would like a good tent.
I used to work at Race Outdoors. What I'll do, I'll head there.
You're going to head to Race?
I'll get you a Coleman tent.
I don't think
Coleman are a good mid-range tent. They offer a sturdy support without the extra add-ons and costly price.
Are you hoping that I talk shit about different brands? Is that what you want me to do here? Because I'm not talking shit about Coleman.
Well, I know you love to get free stuff, so you're probably going to start spouting the brand that you do want and try and get a free tent.
Like Marmot.
Never heard of Marmot.
You know, haven't heard of Marmot?
No.
What's great Marmot? Outdoor gear.
This is from a guy who, you go hiking for like 2 hours maximum.
And it's brilliant. All right, I'm next. Let's jump in the pondering pond for Deep Thought of the Week.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, by the way, I am looking for a good quality hiking tent. So if you do know of one, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Or my personal Instagram at Tom Bainbridge if you'd like to hit me up there.
Possibly a new low in terms of just boring content.
Like, well, no.
Find Tom a tent. It's not a thing.
It's just, no. I'm not going to reveal the results. Like, I don't need to reveal the results on the radio. I'm actually just curious.
Or just the search then. Just the search is fun.
Just curious, mate. I'm curious.
People are on the edge of this. People are pulling over in their cars to hear about what kind of tent might Tom get for his birthday.
Okay, can you get rid of all this attitude? Because it's time to jump in the pondering pond for...
Deep Thought of the Week.
So good. I love this time of the week. Zoe's kicking it off on 1-3-3-5-3. Good evening, Zoe.
Hi.
Welcome to the pondering pond, Zoe.
Thank you.
What deep thought have you got in your head?
You're not afraid of being home alone. You're afraid of not being home alone.
Mm, not afraid of being home alone.
Yeah.
But you are.
I get it.
Hang on. Zoe. Can you?
Yeah. It's good. Tom's a bit simple, so repeat it for him.
You're not afraid of being home alone. Mm. You're afraid of not being home alone.
You're afraid, Tom, that someone's there.
Deep thought of the week.
Don't scare me like that, Ollie.
Do you get it now?
Kind of. 1-3-3-5-3. If you've got a deep thought of the week, something that's been going around in that head of yours, then give us a call. Join us in the pondering pond.
Come out for yours, Tom.
It's good. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Boom, Crash Opera with the best thing. I'm looking for the best tent, so I could make a cover of that song. Hiking tents, I'm looking for. Messages.
It's like a boom tish at the end of your joke, in inverted commas.
Not a joke. I'm actually looking for a good hiking tent, not anything to do with the radio, just in my personal life.
All right, well, take it offline then, bro.
No, it's online. I've put an Instagram story up, so if you want to respond to that, at Tom and Ollie with a Y. Let's jump in that pondering pond, dudes.
Deep thought of the week.
Oh, God, it feels so good.
How's your backed upness? You were saying that since the spirits yesterday with Lizzie Rose, you weren't able to pass... food? Don't you freaking shush me, mate. You slimy little...
1-3-3-5-3. If you want to join us in the pondering pond, if you've got a deep thought of the week...
You're a pig.
Wink.
You're a gross pig.
Wink, wink.
How's your constipation, mate? Not going to skirt around it? You eating prunes to fix it? Or are you going to go and do a number two in the pool?
Jump on the phone.
No one's joined the pond because they're worried that you're going to release. Hurry up, you lazy rat. You lazy rat.
What? Didn't get this one from Reddit.
Yeah.
Shower thoughts.
Pathetic.
By the way, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah, you said that. What's your thought, mate?
The number of people older than you is constantly shrinking with nothing increasing it.
Deep thought of the week.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Here's one.
Yep.
Yawning
is
like your body giving you the 20% battery left message.
Deep thought of the week.
What was that from?
An Instagram page? Hashtag shower thoughts. Wasn't good enough?
Bid the sting.
Yeah, you gave it the noise.
G'day, Liam.
How are you doing?
Oh, thank God, Liam. Thank God you're here.
Hey.
Is that the TV show?
Pardon?
Hmm?
Are you naked, Liam?
Not. Would you like me to be?
Yeah, you've got to be naked to play Deep Thought of the Week.
Yeah, if you're in the...
It would help. I'm actually in the street in traffic, so it could be a little strange, but I'll try my best.
Okay.
I'll explain this again, as we do every week. We never check if you're naked, so it's best to say that you are, just so that you play along with the, you know, the story of Deep Thought of the Week.
All right, fantastic. Like, well, I'm actually always naked.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Just, Tom's just not actually naked. I am, but that's my personal choice.
Liam, what's your Deep Thought of the Week?
I was just thinking if your belt's holding up your pants and your belt buckles are holding up your belt, who's the real hero?
Deep Thought of the Week.
That's good, Liam.
You have an answer for me? I was actually calling in for an answer. I wasn't just...
Okay. We tend not to give definitive answers.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Why don't you go loiter over in the loitering lake and we'll come up with it.
All right.
I'll see you over there in a tick.
Thanks for the insight, boys.
Someone's got a fan. My initial inkling is that it's the belt doing the work.
Nah, it's the buckle for sure. If you didn't have the buckle, then there's nothing.
Wasn't he saying there's the buckle straps?
No.
Yeah, I missed it then. Lost in translation. It was the accent.
Hey, Gabriel.
G'day. How are you?
Good.
Good, Gabriel. How are you? You feeling pretty relaxed? Are you in the nude?
No comment on that one.
No. Okay. Just...
I am.
Play along.
Yep, good. What's your deep thought?
Well... No one likes criminals, but if there was no criminals, then like a massive industry is gone.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Sure.
But don't need to lock your house. There's no criminals to break in.
Are you somewhat of a criminal sympathiser, Gabriel?
Yeah, I guess you put it that way. Yeah.
Don't mind the crim here and there?
No, I don't like them, but I appreciate them.
But yeah, the prison system. It does cost us $100,000 a year per prisoner to house prisoners. It's a lot of money.
That's not a deep thought. That's just fact.
It's a good fact.
Is it 100% fact?
Better than everything else that's been said so far, except for Lambs. Lambs was good.
Hey, Chris.
Gentlemen.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Deep Thought of the Week. Who's more the fool? The fool or the fool that fools himself?
What?
I mean, can you clarify, who's who in that sense?
Well, it's open for interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the ambiguity of the phrase, but...
Deep Thought of the Week.
133353, if you want to join us in the Pondering Pond. Oh, my voice has gone over to the loitering lake.
Oh.
Then you can, 133353, join us.
You're on fire.
Thank you. This is Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll find out what the nation thinks about the finale of Australian Ninja Warrior and MasterChef. And I did say worry instead of warrior there, but I will fix that.
TV Tommy?
That's with TV Tommy, mate. Yeah, we'll get what the world thinks from Facebook. It is Wacky Wednesday here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Oh, it's 8:40 the first time you played that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
8:20. Hour and a half of the show almost done.
Sometimes I just wish you'd shut the...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. This is where your deep thoughts get aired. They get surfaced. I've got a book at home called Think.
A booger? You got a booger?
Shut up. We've got a lot of people lining up for the Pondering Pond here, Ollie, so we're gonna make it quick.
We're going to skip past yours, are we?
Well,
yeah, no, we should. I agree, we should, because yours is stolen.
Darcy on 133353, welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Hey, fellas, how you going?
Good, mate. What's your deep thought?
Well, today is the oldest that you have ever been and the youngest that you will ever be again.
Yeah, good.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, Sky.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Sky, you know the rules about the Pondering Pond?
All I heard was that you had to be naked.
Yeah. Are you conforming?
I'm not going to say anything to that.
All right.
As we always say, we never check. So it's good just call. Good to agree and say that you are naked. And
I've got a partner as well, just to be clear.
Yep. Sky, what's your deep thought?
Your tongue in your mouth is never truly comfortable. It just gets used to it.
Deep thought of the week.
Wow. What a strange thought.
Hey, Liam.
Hi, mate.
Whoa. Liam. It's the pondering pond, mate. Just chill out.
Oh, sorry.
What's your deep thought?
All right. So my favourite shoes are Crocs, right? But I don't know what category are they. Are they thongs or are they shoes?
Shongs.
Deep Shongs. Thought of the week.
No, the category is fashion crime, mate. Never wear them. You sad, sad man.
Oh. Hello, Nathan.
How are we, guys?
You're naked?
Of course.
Great. Good.
Are you contending, Nathan, for one of the shortest deep thoughts ever? Because it says here two words. Is yours just two words?
Not quite, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I've got, my deep thought is, why do we have words that sound the same, spelt the same, but have two different meanings? For example, duck and duck.
Every Nah, give him a sound.
Okay.
Deep thought of the week.
Just to move on. Every week there's like a language one, isn't it? Like, with the word scent, is the S or the C silent? It's like...
No, I like that one.
Deep thought of the week.
There's a thousand instances of the language, English language being stupid and irregular.
Welcome to the PP, the Pondering Pond, Dave.
G'day.
That's why Tom likes it. Dave, what's your deep thought?
Well... If the sun was to blow up, we would have about 8.5 minutes to figure out what went wrong.
That's cool.
Deep thought of the week.
Do you reckon you could build like a bunker or something in 8 minutes?
Oh, I'd have a pretty good go at it.
Yeah, good on you. Come find Dave. One last hurrah.
What?
Huh? Just as in to survive.
Yeah. Hey, Adam.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, you naked, Adam?
Mate, when aren't I naked? I live in Queensland.
Brilliant. Good play. Good part of the world to get in.
Queenslanders always nude.
Get their clothes on. Not many nude.
Well, as much as I can be, you know, I try and stay, you know, clothed on public transport.
Oh, you keep it legal.
Well, you know, only if I'm sitting up the back of the bus,
Okay, all right. What's your...
Oh, you're that guy.
What's your deep thought of the week?
Well, how come phonetics is spelled with a PH?
Deep thought of the week.
Why is phone spelled with a PH? Why is anything spelled with a PH?
Well, it's not phonetics, though.
No, we need to ban English language.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's your deep thought?
Well, if practice makes perfect, but if nobody's perfect, why practice?
Said it way too quickly. Can you say it again?
Oh, come on, mate. Keep up, Bainbridge.
No, my head... I'm relaxed. You know, it's Wednesday. Go again.
If practice makes perfect...
Yeah.
But if nobody's perfect, why practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got it the second time.
Deep thought of the week.
Shouldn't have repeated it.
They're competing sayings. Yep.
You don't want any more English language ones, do you?
No.
Can I leave you with one?
I don't want any more full stop.
Can I leave you with one that I found on Shower Thoughts? Shut up, mate. When people talk about this show, they talk about...
Shit.
They talk about Deep Thought of the Week. Yeah. I'm just going to leave you with one.
As the worst thing.
No, they love it. Warm soft drink and cold coffee are the same temperature.
Deep Thought of the Week.
I love that.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's good.
Finally, something decent.
Not an English language one.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Great deep thought of the week, guys. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the Radiators coming home. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, it's Wacky Wednesday, bringing you through. Just too much fun. We'll ask about your bad habits you got from your parents very soon.
And keen to hear from TV Tommy as well with the Ninja Warrior wrap-up.
Yeah, Ninja Warrior and MasterChef wrap-up for sure. We'll get a snapshot of the nation from the Facebook pages of those two.
Just before we get to that, this is awkward for me to raise, but I need to bring it up with you, Tom. Of course, your boyfriend, Seth.
Yeah.
American lad from Colorado.
Yeah.
Votes for Trump, as we know. We've forgiven that, you know, as I said. It is concerning that he is somewhat racist.
But don't be rude.
He's living with me and my girlfriend Sarah in our spare room, which was nice of us to let him in.
Fake news.
Look, he's been...
He's paying rent.
He is paying rent, and it's a short-term thing. Look, it's been mostly fine. I've already raised a couple of things with you. I did say that his room is messy.
And now, is it clean?
It's pretty messy again. No. So I will just ask you one more time if you could.
I'll have a word.
Have a word with him because it, you know, it's about respect.
I get you.
Again, I mentioned to you before that he didn't call when he wasn't coming home on Sunday night.
No, but that's just because you wanted him to call you daddy because you were trying to assert your authority and you tried to get my boyfriend to call you daddy. It's a sexual thing.
Not a sexual
I get
thing.
It. I've asked him to call you daddy.
No,
I've asked him to grope your leg a couple of times.
That's another thing. Look, well, actually, Tom, this is where I'm heading. It's awkward for me to bring this up,
but
all those things are trivial. They don't matter. What I have to
you
tell
call
you,
me by your naming, aren't you?
I have to tell you that Seth has been, and I don't know how well you guys are going as a couple. I think when I see you guys together, I think you're strong. I think there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
But he has definitely been flirting with me. I'm serious. I mean, he really
fake news.
No, it's not fake news, mate. I
What's
come
he
home.
Doing?
He gives me this coy little grin. He's like, hey, how you going?
No,
and
just
he gives me a little grin. And then I say, yeah, my day was good. And he goes, oh, it was good, was it? And I go, yeah. And he goes, was it really good? And then he winks at me. What's with that?
That's
not okay.
No, that's endearing. That's how endearing he is.
I'm his landlord.
He pulls you in.
I do not want to be have a come-on experience with my tenant.
What did you just say?
He's coming on to me. It's a come-on. He's doing a come on to me. And don't misread that. I'm saying it's a come on. You're making a weird face at me now. I'm just saying he's flirting with me and it's unprofessional for our relationship. And it's not good for you. Because I'm there going, yeah, he's attractive. I could kiss him. You know, I could. But I'm thinking about you. I'm going, Tom wouldn't like that. So what do I do? Do I evict him? Are you feel sad? He'll be sad. Do I just follow through with it? I don't know.
I'd just go through with it. I'm giving you...
You give me the all clear.
Yeah, I'm giving you the all clear.
To go ahead.
You can hook up with my boyfriend.
Just a kiss?
Whatever you want.
Wow.
And he'll call you daddy.
I don't want that. He is still a tenant. And I am his landlord.
No, you're not his landlord. Your girlfriend's his landlord.
Well, same deal. By association. Oh, well, this is a development. I mean, if you give me the all clear, I don't know how I feel. I'll have to think about it now.
Okay.
But thank you for giving me that option.
No worries. That means I can hook up with Sarah, yeah?
Definitely not.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You had a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Look, massive night of TV last night. MasterChef finale, Australian Ninja Warrior finale. One of them had a winner. I'll tell you which one next.
We missed most of it, Tom. We had a psychic in here, Lizzie Rose, so we were
so
engaged with the spirits of the realm, so we missed it.
Yeah.
Luckily,
we got TV Tommy to grab a snapshot of what the nation thinks about it from the Facebook pages of those two TV shows, and we'll bring you up to speed up next.
Thanks, Tom.
No worries.
Good guy.
You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Malibu, Hull, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll ask you if you've got any bad habits from your parents very soon, but I have questions about the state of Australian TV, Ollie.
Come.
I've got questions about that, and that's why I got TV Tommy in here to tell us what went down in the box last night.
Good evening, and welcome to television.
Missed what was on the box?
Ooh. Now it's time for What The?
Catch up with TV Tommy.
It's pretty simple. Last night, there was a MasterChef finale. There was also a Ninja Warrior finale.
Mate, I mean, two huge shows wrapping up. I've heard there was some dissatisfaction with one of those shows. Was it Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior. No winner again, Ollie. But
strange, because the course is easy.
But Jake...
I mean, I've done it. As you can see on Facebook, I've done it. It was easy. Check out Facebook, Tom and Ollie. So get me in the show next time.
Well, Jacob Venix doesn't seem too perturbed by it. He says, to those who are frustrated by no winners, I challenge them all to apply for season 3. Give it a shot and see for yourself why it's so hard. Go to an indie gym and fall off a few things.
He needs to wash his mouth out a bit. Very, a lot of spittle.
Although Glenn was saying, Glenn Wermutayapa, he said, it's 2018 and this format can only last so long. Make it like Indiana Jones and you're running from obstacles, it seems, on a huge course of flying pigs, shooting at them. Snakes, fire, explosions. See how far you can carry the Inca fall in the water just got to get to the plane.
Wow. Glenn has got it sorted. That's not a tired format. It's a new format. It's a great show.
Jason Moore was saying, could we please have more ads, please, Channel 9? I would hate to see all the ninjas complete.
Ed,
can you get the announcers to talk more and be any more louder? Thanks, I would appreciate that.
How's the sarcasm?
I know.
Was it sarcastic or was he being serious?
Well, he used two question marks.
Yeah.
But moving over to MasterChef, I mean, a big congratulations to Sashi.
Yeah. On your Sashi, is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Haven't seen it.
Really?
Haven't seen a thing. Work in the evenings, mate.
Yeah, I know. Well, Sangeeta says, two immunity pins, highest score in MasterChef history, great character, positive, great team player, brilliant win. And Figgy was saying, Sashi, you legend, highest score ever in MasterChef, brilliant. They're actually sisters because they sound quite alike.
Yeah, very similar.
So there was positive. A lot of praise coming through for Sashi. Although Tori Ward was being, you know, she was questioning some stuff because she's saying, who is dressing Matt? He looks like a cinema seat.
What an insult.
And Rosilawati was
Matt
saying,
Preston, yeah?
Why Matt is in his Barney costume? So poor Matt Preston was getting a lot.
You're all up to date thanks to TV Tommy.
Bravo, Tom. Great voices today as well.
Were they all right?
Yeah, really spot on.
Nah, there was
a couple of double ups.
Yeah.
Bit of homework maybe there to work on for you.
All the comments were quite plain, to be honest. I think someone's been doing some... You got
a list. That's all I'm saying, with the voices.
Never play music over music. You got a list. Up next, bad habits you got from your parents. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. You just try and put in effort. It's John Mellencamp. Paper in Fire, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. If you have ever wanted direct access to Tom and Ollie nudes, we're going to give you details on how after 9 o'clock.
So many Triple M blokes listening in going, oh yeah, well, I'm keen for that.
Mate, heaps of people want the nudes.
Do they? Oh. We've had one subscriber so far.
Whoa, don't give the details away now, mate.
Okay.
Hook them through to 9 o'clock.
It's early days.
Ollie, I am a smart guy, so I read smithsonianmag.com.
Never heard of it. What's that?
The Smithsonian?
Yeah.
Oh, just one of the premier scientific community magazines out there.
Is it a gay magazine, Tom?
The Smithsonian is a famous museum in the US.
Is it from A Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller?
No! Oh, maybe.
I think it is.
It's in New York.
So it's not a gay magazine?
I love this okay. I love this article that they put in the magazine.
Talking about what a start.
Talking about what is passed on.
Read the headline.
Dads pass on more than genetics in their sperm.
Excellent. Well, that's the best part of that so far. Dads pass on more than genetics in their sperm.
Seminal research reveals that
Come on. You can't start the article with that.
I'm allowed? What?
The article can't start with seminal research.
No, it didn't.
Because I know what they're doing there. They're doing a pun.
Seminal research reveals that sperm change their cargo as they travel the reproductive tract, and the differences can have consequences for fertility.
You get the double entendre there?
No, don't care. Don't explain puns to me. It's bad radio. Eat poorly, your body will remember and possibly pass the consequences onto your kids. This is incredible. So if you're a dad or a wannabe dad and you're eating junk food,
you're a fat dad,
you're not going to the gym and stuff, you could be passing that onto your kids. It says, in the past several years, mounting evidence has shown that sperm can take note of a father's lifestyle decisions and transfer this baggage to offspring. As sperm traverse the male reproductive system, they jettison and acquire non-genetic cargo that fundamentally alters sperm before ejaculation.
Oh, God.
These modifications not only communicate the father's current state of well-being, but can also have drastic consequences on the viability of future offspring. And the big question that Smithsonian wants to know is, which things did you get from your dads? Oh, no, there's two dads. How can... This is going to be confused. Smithsonian,
what?
Can't work out how you can get stuff from two dads. How many dads does Ollie have?
Okay, you've lost me. You've lost everyone. But what you're saying is it can pick up on more information about you and behavior than just your DNA code. So if you've watched a whole series of Frasier, your kid will be able to get that DNA and go, oh my God, I've wasted my life as well as my dad. I've also, in a way, watched all of Frasier.
Sure. It's bad habits being passed on through sperm.
Yeah, I mean,
which is incredible.
The main example is what you said at the start, isn't it? That's that unhealthy lifestyle.
Have you got bad habits from your parents? 133353. I've got my mother's perfectionism.
Right.
So my mum always loves a clean kitchen. She can't leave the house without wiping the bench. Same.
Are you the same, are you? Yeah, you are. You're an OCD little...
Yeah, I get really...
Antsy.
Jittery.
That's a...
As I push my phone into the corner of my notebook so it lines up with the edges of the page. 133353, bad habits you got from your parents. Just have a think about your two dads, Ollie, and try and work out.
Well, I got one dad.
No, you got two.
And I got...
Or is it three?
I got getting nude too often from him.
Oh. That's a bad habit. 133353, what did you get from your parents? You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sultan's a swing. Dire Straits. Triple M's Tom and Ollie on this wacky Wednesday. Always get in touch on the socials. Tom and Ollie. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if you want to get in touch.
So wacky, Tom. 133353. Still call for this one. Bad habits you got from your parents. You've revealed a story, Tom, from the Smithsonian Mag about dads passing on. Is it just dads? What about mums?
This one's just talking about the seminal research.
Yes, it is seminal research indeed. You get it now, the double meaning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dads passing on more than their genetics and their sperm. You're saying their behavior can be passed on. So you might be a slob, or you might be, what else is there? You might...
A sicko?
Eat bad food, or
thirsty
these
pity?
Kind of behaviors can be transferred to you, to your children. Yeah. You asked me, Tom, to have a think, and you're making a joke about my two dads situation. I haven't got two dads.
No, you've got like 15.
I've got a biological father, and I've got a stepfather.
I'm still so confused about that.
From, I will tell you, because you've asked me, and I'm gonna ask you as well. Mm. From my father, I got the bad habit of being stoic and unemotional, which you might recognize.
Oh, yeah.
And from my
mum.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And my mum, I got the bad habit of op shopping a lot.
Yeah, your mum does buy some interesting things from op shops.
Never buys new clothes, and I'm now becoming much like her. I have to op shop for most of my things. Mm. But I've got to ask you, in terms of habits you got from your parents, did your dad pass on the habit of being a legendary surfer to you?
If you're talking about surfing the web, then yes.
I was referring to his illustrious career as a great surfer and a great man of the...
Broadcaster as well.
...of the scene.
Yeah, he did the surf report
Did he pass on those skills to you?
Did he pass on...
Those skills to you?
Can surf? Yeah, I can surf.
I'll repeat it.
I've got a 7'6".
Did he pass on the habit...
Mate, I've got a 7'6" with fat rails and a wide tail.
I'll just check the question. Did he pass on the habit of being a legendary surfer?
Hello, Dorina on 133353.
Dorina, how are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. We're live on the radio at Triple M. And what have you got from your parents? What bad habit?
We were picking our nose and eating it.
Oh, okay. Are you the parent or are you the kid?
Well, yeah. I'm the kid.
Right.
And this has been passed down through generations. But we were also told to do it just while listening to ABBA.
Whoa,
What?
Dorina, you're a family of nose pickers, but only during ABBA.
Exactly.
What?
I've got a child myself, so I'm going to pass that down to my little boy.
That is some of the strangest forms of child abuse I've ever heard of.
What ABBA song?
Well, it really doesn't matter, so long as it's Waterloo or anything.
Hits?
That,
yeah, big hits like Mamma Mia or Waterloo or maybe
yeah,
that,
yeah.
that catalogue.
Because they're all the popular ones. They still live through to this day.
Yeah.
That's something that you can pass through to all your children.
Shush, Dorina.
ABBA's better. Or is it
That's so strange, Dorina. Yeah.
Well, we did this because of the basic nutrients that you get from your...
Oh, God.
No.
It just gets worse. Nah. Dorina, when you hear ABBA these days, do you involuntarily pick your nose and eat it?
Absolutely. When I'm driving in the car.
Absolutely.
Whether I'm driving in the car or especially on TV in the morning.
Whether it's... Take a chance on me. Whether it's that or Fernando or Ring, Ring, Ring or One of Us or... The winner takes it all.
Knowing me, knowing you.
Knowing me, knowing you.
Hey, John.
Does your mother know that you're out?
We can sing ABBA songs.
I love that. I could sing a lot of it.
Could
I want to host an ABBA party. Can we host an ABBA party?
Have an ABBA party.
have an ABBA party. It'll be an absolute ripper of a time.
Oh, great. Hey, John, Ollie's old neighbour. How you doing?
Ollie, we're no longer friends because of the ABBA.
Oh, John.
No. Oh, mate, that's terrible. You don't like
it. Oh, really?
I can't stand ABBA.
Well, that's okay, mate. I don't mind us breaking up because the Dons have surpassed the Kangas recently.
No, we don't need to do this. Where are my coffee beans, John, that you were going to send me?
Oh, actually, no, I have got them ready to go, so I will make sure I get them off to you.
What bad habits did you get from your parents?
Well, as Ollie knows, some of you obviously wouldn't know this, but I'm adopted.
Yes.
So I'm not blood related to my parents whatsoever. I picked up 4 or 5 of their bad behavioural habits, I would say.
What's the worst one?
The worst 2, actually. I've got a top 2. One's exaggeration.
Sounds like it. You guys got the top 5.
If this is a setup to a gag.
The other one is oversensitivity. So, yes. Not as bad as my mum, but it can get pretty...
Yeah, there's no gag there.
Nah.
Oversensitivity. Well, John, that was a shit call. And go home and cry about it.
Naughty
after. You're right, John. I love you, mate. And go Dons and go Kangas.
Naughty After 9 up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.